How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
What's up, nation?
Welcome into another Blurry Hysteria. You got me, David, over here in Parts Unknown, Colorado. Over there, a very long leash, let's say. To the lower fourth dimension, also known as
Guitar Town.
Nash Vegas.
We're going with Guitar Town.
Gitbox City. We got Brent Hand. What's up, Brent?
I was just telling you before we got on here, Lisa is traveling for work, and I've been doing, you know, we're working on a lot of different episodes, and she's been gone for a few days, and I'm just unshowered, unshaven, watching conspiracy videos and reading, and I've been going down a rabbit hole. I think we needed to record. I was going a little crazy. I told you, like, I should just be sitting there with like a cigarette hanging out of my mouth, looking at a bunch of string twine on one of those mind board things, like, oh god, it's all coming together, Pepper. Oh, scary, because it's true. We got some fun stuff coming up. Zero Point Energy. We're returning to crop circles. I don't want to get into all of them, but lots of stuff.
Yeah. Brent really wants to, so don't let him right now.
I know. You're like, hey, it's been 45 minutes.
Save it.
You're like, don't start again. There's like 9 topics I've never even heard of. I'm like, you got to know this. Anyway, hi, everybody. It's Wednesday, and it is Weird News Time. And we got a couple
Weirds Day.
That's a good one. Weird Wednesday, Weirds Day. I dig it. You got our first one coming to us from AP, the Associated Press.
I do.
And, you know, someone's going to get a little richer in their life, I think.
Well, maybe. Although I thought they should have gotten more, to be honest.
I'm going
to
tell you this story's a hoot. So you're going to love it, everyone.
Oh, boy. From the AP News, after 31 years, a French treasure hunt may have a winner. Ooh. The prize? A valuable
a white flag owl. To wave?
Oh. A golden white flag.
I'm coughing over here. I'm so funny. Anyway, sorry.
So I guess... I guess this 31-year-long treasure hunt that they had someone set up in 1993 came to an end Thursday after official social media accounts linked to the search said that the thing that needed to be found to claim the prize had been found.
The thing that needed to be found to claim the prize, which wasn't the prize, had been found.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's funny because it sounds like they the way it started – it might have been the prize, mm-hmm. but then they were like, no, let's do a decoy or something like that. Or
golden ticket.
A fake knockoff. Mm-hmm. So anyways, this is called On the Trail of the Golden Owl. It was based on a book of riddles published in 1993. Participants had to solve 11 puzzles in the book mm-hmm. and a 12th one that was hidden to decipher the exact location of the token.
I suck at these. I look at that stuff.
I do too. I like to think I'd be good at them, but I'm not.
Those things are like, this is a NSA test. I look at it and I'm like, what? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't even know where to begin. My brain doesn't work that way.
So this, the author of the 1993 book, Regis Hauser, and an artist by the name of Michael Becker, they built a cult-like following of more than 200,000 players known as Owlers from France and abroad. Owlers.
I would call them Hooters, and I will take no questions.
Right?
Yeah.
Missed opportunity, boys.
that's just wasted opportunity in its finest form right there.
Becker said he oversaw and financed the creation of the prize, which was an owl made of 3 kilograms of gold and 7 Ooh. Kilograms of silver with diamond chips on its face. That's over 6 pounds of gold, over 15 pounds of silver.
Wow. Wow.
How much do you think, just off the top of your head, how much do you think that would cost?
What's a pound of gold?
That
I
would,
have no
that
idea.
That would be worth.
I would say a few $100,000, something like that. I don't know. Is it millions?
Well,
it's not millions now, is it?
It's currently estimated at 150,000 euros, which is about $165,000.
It's actually less than I thought. I was going to.
It's less than I thought.
Yeah, I have no idea what
for
the price
6 pounds
of gold,
I guess. I guess 6 pounds isn't because gold's heavy to begin with. So
why don't they get gold? You know, there's easier ways to
6
get
pounds
gold.
Isn't
you go to another
might not be that much gold.
Right. You get gold the regular, the old-fashioned way. You go to another planet.
Digging.
You subjugate the people.
Oh.
You have them dig for it. You know, it's easy.
That's
you know, just
yes,
slave
that's right.
Anunnaki gave you the pattern. We don't go looking for owls.
That's right. No duotonic gold. This is monotonic.
Oh, well. So these owlers.
Only
they,
the
one
best
of them found
stuff.
It. Huh? One of them
so
found
So somebody
the,
found
oh,
it,
So the
apparently.
Token.
Yeah,
they found the token.
The token, so they made a what do they call it? A counter countermeasure? what is this? Hang on. There's a term they said it was counter token. That's not as sexy.
Yeah.
It's a replica. Let's just say replica.
Mm-hmm.
So Becker and the author buried this replica of the owl. So that they could keep the real one in a safe place and everything. But to claim the treasure, the winning player needs to submit the replica itself along with all the answers to the book's enigmas. Do you think if they got one wrong, they'd be like, nope?
Right? Like I found this, but it was just one of those, you know, it's like show your work. You got the right answer, but you did it wrong kind of thing. He's like, I don't think he's going to be like, you can't have it. Because really it's the ends that justify the means. Like, right. Like if you've got
in
the
these
token,
cases, it has to.
I always hated show your work.
I guess you could stumble upon it and everything.
What
but,
is this? Oh,
Yeah. This looks expensive.
I guess you had to submit your work just so they know that you didn't stumble on it, maybe. I don't know.
At that point, yeah, I don't know. Would they care?
Wouldn't you think, though, in today's day and age, all the books, did people not share answers?
Yes, they did. That was part of this cult following. They would meet up and they would share tips and have organizations where they would –
Yeah.
Look for it together, I guess. This there's a lot of these.
I want to be that eccentric and rich. Right? I've buried something. Reminder, don't dig on public or private property. You know, like you know, as it says in here. I don't know, man. It's I just don't get why they do that. He didn't even
just for fun.
Right, I guess. They didn't even like when this AP reached out, they're like, no comment. So it wasn't even for attention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They didn't even talk to him. But yeah. I don't get that. But, you know, we've talked about Forrest Finn and that treasure.
Yeah. Before. A lot of these treasures in the last couple of years coming down the pike, you know?
It has. Yeah. Forrest Finn's treasure was found right after I bought the book to start looking for it, by the way.
Of course. Of course, it was in your backyard, son of a bitch.
The Secret, there's that book called the dumb one that's newer. This one's older. It has like, I don't know, 12 or 13 riddles in it and art that you use to track down where certain treasures are located. A lot of them have been found, but a lot of them haven't.
Yeah.
So... It's wild how much buried treasure for sport is out there.
What am I
going to
do with all this money? I know. Get a cryptographer and make a name for myself. Then I got to write a book. Then I got to like hide where I'm going for a while so no one knows where I'm burying it. I don't know. That's a lot of work.
I've already forgotten the author's name.
I'd just rather drink it. Yeah. That cash. I don't know. call me lazy.
There you go. Sorry, owlers.
What drew
Treasure's
you?
Treasure's been found.
What drew you to wanting to search for one of these? Like you said,
I think it's the just trying to see the challenge of trying to figure out the clues and stuff.
Yeah. So obviously you'd been reading about it online and stuff, or even like groups. How angry did the people get when it was solved? Do you remember? I know we covered it.
People
but I don't
people
know
get angry. Yeah, well, sure. I think for Forrest Fenn's in particular, people tried to sue whoever the guy was that got it because they were like, "I've dedicated my life to this, and you've ruined my life." And you know those lawsuits
try marriage, brother.
Hold water,
right? Like, but, hey, you know, I wanted that, and you got it, so no.
Yeah, isn't what? That crazy?
Wow.
So, anyways, yeah, it's pretty messed up. But I was very disappointed. But at the same time, I had no real clue about what was going on.
It was a whim, you know,
and how to find it and. Yeah.
Sometimes you have fun with that shit. Well, more power to you guys. And guess what? If it's getting people to use their brains, going out and getting some exercise, you know, people made fun of Pokemon Go, but, you know, the ones that survived, they had good stories. You know, they got out, they lost weight, they had fun. Most were not raped, murdered, and chopped up. So I see that as an absolute win.
That's a win.
Yeah. So. Well, we're not going to win on our next story. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to good old China and a little bit of a, well, they made some people mad at a zoo. We're coming back with more after this break on Blurry Hysteria.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This one's coming to us from the New York Post, and I got a twofer because two places decided to scam the people, and the people that fell for it, what the actual fuck? Both of these are the same stories out of two different zoos. The first one, zoo goers outraged by discovery panda exhibit was actually dogs dyed black and white. Then just a couple months later, Chinese zoo admits what we all knew about its pandas. They're fucking dogs. Oh, man.
Wow.
And it starts out with a zinger that I'm upset I didn't write. It's all out pandemonium.
Monium.
Zoo goers in China have been left outraged after discovering that so-called pandas they were cooing over were just exactly what they looked like, painted dogs. The dupe visitors claim they only realized the scam of the Shanwei Zoo when one of the apparent pandas started panting and barking. And they're like, I don't think that the pandas sound like that. Kyle, give us a panda call, if you will. Oh, I stand corrected. Turns out that I was way off, and I don't know a lot about the zoological
you
world
can't get
around
them to
us.
Shut up.
Yeah, who knew? They keep going and going. The video actually is on this. It's shot by visitors showing the not so subtly disguised dogs clearly panting while lying on a rock inside of a fenced off area. Now, I do love that there's water in that area. I wish they would have gotten in it and then there's just like a cloud of black just goes around them that comes off of it. Like, oh,
right?
Shit. Just moments later, a second pooch can be seen strolling along with a long, curly tail. And, you know, they were chow chows, which is a breed there. And I got to tell you, when asked why, this is my favorite part is what I got to tell you. When they asked why they tried to do visitors, zoo rep said, there are no panda bears at our zoo, and we wanted to do this as a result. That is honesty at its best right there. Yeah. We didn't have pandas and we wanted them. And like I said, this happened at another zoo. Now, the other zoo was a little bit better. They used puppies that kind of actually, if it was at a distance, you could almost be like, those look like baby pandas, except for their tails, but their tails lay up their back. So yeah. Maybe at like a glance, but holy shit, look at it. You're like, that's a dog right there.
Right.
They trimmed their mane and dyed their faces black to look like China's iconic bamboo eating bear. They put the panda dogs on disclosure in an enclosure on display every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I guess tons of people came to see this. yeah, the same thing. There are no panda bears here. We want to do this as a result just so we can get people here. Visitors are in PETA and everything's called an animal cruelty. But the zoo officials insist that, it's not harmful. The dog fishing scheme, as they call it, isn't harmful to the animals. It's safe dye. People sure. also dye their hair, rationalized spokesman. Natural dye can be used on dogs if they have long fur. Another person's like, I'm not even mad. I think they're cute. I don't know.
They are cute, but it's just wild.
Yeah. Right?
Like what lengths people will go to.
It says a decade ago, pups dressed as the bamboo eating bears became such a hoot that pet stores couldn't meet the demand. So this is something that's been done in China. I don't know. So, I guess they did that because it says 10 years ago, the natural instinct of a Chinese person was to eat a dog.
Now
we're like Westerners and want one of the, as a companion, the key breed, like French Bulldogs and Labradors were the favorites, but now it's the panda dog. So people do this quite a bit to their dogs and they did it as a way to get people to be like, hey, look how cute it is. Don't eat it. These are supposed to be pets. And then a zoo was like, I want money. This is just stupid.
They really said the inclination was to eat
dogs.
That
is a quote in here. That was from someone whose name, Heishin Chen, a pet owner in Chengdu, Sichuan. None of those. I don't even know if those are the right letters I'm pronouncing, but I don't know. I got to tell you, the New York Post, because I'm reading this to you, there's two of these. And then right above it, it says, want to read more? A porn star will attempt to have sex with 1,000 men in one day. I got to love it. You know? I love the internet. Never go away.
I mean, why don't you just set up a challenge? People love challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
You just set up a challenge and say, you know, I challenge 1,000 women to have sex with me in one day.
I bet they can't do it.
I bet you can't do it.
You know what? For science, you're on. The name of science. Man, well, anything for a buck, but what are the people that went and sent, you know, they probably went home and like, I saw the cutest panda today. I went and saw pandas at the San Diego Zoo, and they pretty much didn't move. They just laid there with stalks of bamboo eating it. They were cute, you know, but they were just eating bamboo and laying there. It's not like you go to the...
Give a fig.
It's not like when you go to the zoo, most of the animals are active. They're just like, oh, kill me, you know, so... I don't know. The lion roar at Brookfield Zoo, every once in a while in the mornings, we could hear it at our old house. That was pretty crazy.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Zoos don't do it for me, man.
Yeah? More into strip clubs or?
Yeah, the strip clubs.
He likes the heavy petting zoos.
Heavy petting. I don't know. I'm not ever jazzed to go to a zoo.
I like seeing animals I've never seen, you know, and I guess, you know, as long as they're ethical and they're doing it for conservation, I dig it. But I can see what you mean, you know. But, you know, where else am I going to see a panda, you know, other than at Express? So, you know, or at the Chow Chow Park. I don't know. And chows have black tongues, don't they? Or some of them are black?
Purple, yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Purple or black.
I don't know, man. It's, like I said, human.
Especially if they're panting.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, right? Like, hey, look at that thing. I don't even know. The second one, which I didn't send you the link to, they're cute. They're really cute. Not gonna lie,
they look like little teddy bears, really.
Yeah, they really do. And the chow, they cut them so that they have the big round face. I mean, it is disgustingly cute. One of those things almost gives you cute aggression, like, I want to fucking squeeze it, you know? like that is so cute. Put it in my arms, you know? So,
yeah.
Oh well, but yeah, that's what you get. You get human ingenuity at its finest. You know, we're not living on Mars yet, but we're painting dogs. So close second in my book. Let's get some more painted dog. No, not painted dogs. How can they get us their stories if they want to hear them?
Weird@hysteria51.com. Send us your news story. It could be a link. Could be a, hey, I saw this on the thing. Look it up. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just tell us what you want us to.
It could be a painted Chow Chow puppy that we will name David Jr. and it will live in my studio.
That's right.
Yeah, you guys got to come and
just like in real life, though. Brent will just pick it up and squeeze it every time he sees it.
God, I fucking love you. You better cure all my fucking problems, you little shit. Sorry about that.
Watch your profanity.
Yes, weird at Sarah51. And don't forget, Sarah51.com. I just put a new blog post on there today because that's a thing. I sent it to you, so it's not a surprise, but I didn't tell you to put it on there. I went to ChatGPT and I said, hey, write a song about Hysteria51, and I love it. It says, here's a song in the style of Blink-182. I'm like, they fucking know. They know everything.
Did it have music to go along with it?
No,
it
didn't.
Just the lyrics?
Just lyrics. I never thought about, I never thought if it could do that. Let me go to the thing right now.
My buddy Mark Soloff of the Muffed Movies podcast has been doing AI-generated intro
songs. Really?
And it kind of like sets up what the movie is and kind of the loose plot and what they're going to do and stuff with it. It's pretty wild. It's crazy what AI can do these days.
Let's see if it does anything. I told it to write the music as in the notes. Guitar chords and suggested melody structure. Oh, intro, palm muted, power chords in the intro with a fast. It sure does. Gives you power guitar. Holy crap. Do you play guitar?
A bit.
Well, you might have to give this a shot and see if it's terrible or not. I'll send it to you. And if it comes out cool, maybe we'll have someone do this. I don't know. Pretty cool.
Great.
Oh, E minor C G D E minor C G D E minor C G D. Lot of G D E minor C. What's it say at the beginning? Palm muted power chords for the intro with a fast tempo. G D E minor C. Not a lot of
nice
diversity in this, but you can church it up a bit.
I mean, listen to any pop music. There's not a lot of diversity at all.
Right.
Well, in the chord progressions.
All right, guys, get us your stories. Weird@hysteria51.com. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.